This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I mean, how does a tiger get in the bathroom? He almost killed me.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find it a little weird. I have to ask twice.
Pants at a time like this, I don't have any.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Okay, I'm going to get on that. Just
Joyce,
give me a minute.
Joyce is very upset.
Now, Flo, we've discussed this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
The Fan. When I
wake up in the let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's good to be back. Three-day weekend. We will get to the Millsack coming up in a moment. It was glorious. Three-day weekends are great, man. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. Who's going to be the first candidate that runs with that on their platform?
I feel like they've done so many different test runs of this in other countries, and they largely come back. Work is the same. Productivity's up. Like,
you get stuff done.
It's like, hey, here's all the evidence that this works, but we're not going to do it.
Fewer meetings and hanging around the old cooler. You cram all your stuff into 4 days. People could do it. They can find a way to do it.
It's like being anti-measles vaccine and then be like, we're going to find a cure.
We've got one.
I mean, you know.
There's that thing. There's that one thing you could do.
You kind of had it.
I did enjoy this text. We were talking Blazers. Not really Blazers, but I tied them into OKC and how that's a little demoralizing to look how good they are. And somebody said, you scoff at it, but who's to say Denny won't be the guy? 3 years ago, who would have thought SGA would be the guy? And I thought, that's interesting. I thought SGA was pretty good 3 years ago when I looked it up. He averaged
pretty good for a while.
31 points per game. He was top five in MVP voting, and he was first team All-NBA. And that was at the age of 24.
How many All-Star games has Denny been to?
He has not yet been to an All-Star game.
How many All-NBA teams has he been on?
He has not quite yet made an All-NBA team.
Has he ever averaged over 24 points a game in a season?
He has never averaged more than 14. Excuse me, he averaged 16 points per game this year. So he's never averaged over 16 points per game.
Is he?
He is 24 years old, though. So he's the same age as Shea was 3 years ago.
Okay.
So at least that part of the comparison's fair.
Okay.
Where
was he at the MVP conversation this year?
Blazer fans, man. Blazer fans, what are we doing? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why?
Because we don't have any other options. The franchise doesn't give us them, so then we just
Could choose to be pessimistic and not hopeful.
No,
you could. Yeah. You could choose that pathway.
It's sports, though, man. It's supposed to be fun.
It's more enjoyable to go this way, because then I don't get let down. I know how it's going to end. I know what the result's going to be.
So I had somebody once asked me, like, hey, if you and Dirt ever did a show in another city, what cities do you think you'd be good in versus, like, not? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, they'd probably hate us in most cities. I feel like we'd actually thrive on the East Coast.
Oh, we definitely would.
I'd be the guy being miserable.
Yelling about my team, even though they won a championship 2 years ago. What are we doing, Celtics? A bunch of bums. Jason Tatum can't stay healthy.
I had an algorithm pop up where it was WFAN hosts basically concluding that Soto contract is already the worst contract in New York sports history.
It's already the worst deal in all of sports.
It's all, we all know it was a bad deal when he signed it. It's over.
The irony is, I think they did the same exact thing with Lindor and his contract when he first signed it, because he was horrendous when he first got there. And then how far did the Mets go in the playoffs last year? Pretty
exactly.
deep, and he was pretty good.
Nice.
That's a big moment.
The season, and he was the MVP of their team.
Not bad. And so all of us, you know, it's a long deal. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you signed a very long contract, and it's not decided in just one season in the first year of the deal.
I could definitely do that.
I could yell. I could get on board. Look, I love being a curmudgeon. I love yelling about sports. It's great. College football, people want to yell about. I get that it's in a very weird spot.
Well,
to Pate's point, and I know that this is the hard part about having this conversation here, because you are directly impacted by it more so than literally anybody else in the country, right? Like, we can have random fans from the Big 12, you know, chime in about how they feel about the sport. Their takeaway is going to be drastically different. Your conference died and you were left behind. Like, you were the two casualties, Oregon State, Washington State, of the modern sport. When you're watching big moments in big games, does it feel drastically different for you than it did in years past?
Well, it does and it doesn't. Like, it doesn't, because I'm used to, like, seeing those brands still gets me excited for the games, right? I still want to see whose star players and NIL guys are going to beat the other NIL and star player guys. Where I would say Pate is right. What did you expect? 100%. We all talked about this. They're going to dominate it. They might even make their own playoff at some point and say, screw the NCAA. They're already kind of trending that way. Where I would kind of counter, though, and say, like, you're not right here. And I have all the respect in the world. He is a good friend of the program. I love the dude. His content's amazing. You cannot tell me that it means the same. It doesn't. I feel like you're kind of lying to yourself.
I weirdly was rooting for my team to lose the Big Ten. Not rooting, but would have been okay with them losing the Big Ten championship last year, because I knew the pathway was going
to
be easier.
Well, that's a wild thing to say, but that's kind of the reality
where
of
I was.
The sport.
I was a little bummed coming. I remember doing the show, and you can go check tape that Monday. I was like, well, cool. Now they get to play Ohio State.
Because we all kind of knew where it was going,
instead
right?
Instead of, you know, hosting SMU.
Oh, man.
And then playing Boise State.
Oh, tough juggernaut.
What's an easier path? I will take the latter path any day of the week.
But we're going to say Franklin's got it. He did it last year. And Lanning's
made
a
it.
Bum.
He made it
and
to the Lanning's Final Four. Bum. How is he not?
I think that is where he's right and where he's wrong. You can lose. Oregon can be 10-2. And 10-2 used to mean, well, sorry. And now it's like, well, 4 seed.
Yeah.
5 seed. You know, we'll see how it shakes out. But, like, that's where none of that is the same.
It is interesting that there's right and wrong to,
like,
his answer.
You beat Ohio State, right? That was the game of the weekend. It was a great ending to a game.
One of the best games ever at Otsu.
It was, yes, it's fantastic. But if you would have lost, if you would have got down and they made a kick, yeah, you would have been devastated. We would have talked Monday and Tuesday and a little Wednesday.
Lanning can't win the big one.
Well, we would have talked about some of the stuff, but, like, we wouldn't have been like, well,
your season's over.
Season's cooked. Yeah. We would have been like, okay, what did they do wrong? What can they change? Where are they going from there? Like, that's the difference, and that difference does matter to a lot of people.
It definitely does. College football is unique in this way that I feel like there is a romanticism at times of the past era that I chuckle about. Like, I remember one of my first, and I joke with this with Washington fans a lot, but some of it is true where I'm coming from. Like, one of my first vivid years of remembering college football was 1997, and the reason it was 1997 was I had a ton of family in Nebraska. My grandparents were diehard Huskers. My whole family's from, you know, rooting for Nebraska football. Nebraska won a national championship in 1997. It was a big deal. You know what else happened in 1997? I was a front-running 8-year-old or 9-year-old, however old I was, and I was a front-running Michigan fan because Charles Woodson was awesome, and Michigan was incredible, and Michigan won a national championship that year. And I remember being a kid who was randomly rooting for Michigan, because that's what kids do, they front-run, and talking trash to my family about how Michigan won the national championship and them responding with, no, they didn't, Nebraska won the national championship. Being like, wait a minute. And I remember even having the thought at the time of like, why don't they play? That doesn't make any sense. So we have this like romantic thought about what college football used to be.
Yeah.
The reality that we didn't used to have a national championship game is one of the dumbest things that's ever happened in sports. And that we allowed that to go on.
Sure.
With multiple, like imagine this year in the NBA of like Pacers and OKC, you each won a championship. God, a series would have been a lot of fun to have, but let's have a joint national championship in the NBA. It's one of the dumbest things ever. So like we romanticize how it used to be and it wasn't always perfect. And looking back on it, I hope we've at least gotten to a point where the majority of my adult life, we've had a national championship game and a playoff. And it's been fun. The hard part about the expanded playoff that has gone completely off the rails is that when it was originally debated and discussed, and this is where Stuart Mandel, I think, is right against Pate, and a lot of people who have advocated for it, there were 5 power conferences.
Yes.
There were 5 of them.
They destroyed a power conference.
And so the thought was you're going to have 5 auto bids with 5 power conferences. You're going to have a representative from each pocket of the country. And then you all of a sudden took Texas and Oklahoma away from the Big 12, essentially taking their only national title contenders. Mm-hmm. You killed the Pac. The Pac-12 just died. It no longer exists anymore.
Yep.
And so now you have a conference that I don't think will probably ever win a national championship in the Big 12. Hot take, but I just... Who's it going to be? Who's going to win that many playoff games?
You never
games?
Know, but sure.
Sure. ACC at least has some of those teams, but how long are they sticking around the ACC? And then you have the Big Ten and the SEC now arguing, wait a minute, outside of Indiana being the one-off, our schedules are so much more challenging. You can't judge us the same way you can judge the Big 12 and the ACC because they have easier schedules when it's the problem of they created on their own because they were the ones that went and got better teams to come join their conference. And so that's where everything kind of jumped the shark for me, where the idea and the theory was always valid, but the way that the sport is constructed, it doesn't quite fit, and there's no real right or wrong answer. The Big Ten and the SEC this weekend floated the idea of a 16-team playoff in which we essentially have the conference championship week be play-in games and then have play-in games the first week of the playoff. They wanted 13 to play 16 and 14 to play 15, mm-hmm. and then those teams advance to play other teams with a bye, and it's like, who the hell wants to see that? I don't need to see 13 play 16.
Right.
Give me a straight seeded 1 through 16. This is not that complicated, but they're probably going to find a way to ruin it.
Well, I mean, it does what it, when you romanticize something, it is funny you say that. Like, yeah, that was a little weird that we didn't settle things on the field between what most thought were the top 2 teams, right?
And some years you'd have a true national champion because they would
Huskies?
Play.
Huskies in Miami, right? The year
in
that
Miami
they
and Washington,
wanted,
yeah.
Right? Like, they didn't play that year. It is funny they did that. I also have said this before. College football fans used to be happier because we cared about all the bowl games.
Yeah, and that was the end of your season. You got to a bowl game.
And that was the cool part was you went and played. Michigan won it that year because they went to they played Washington State in the Rose Bowl.
In the Rose Bowl, yep.
And they won the Rose Bowl. And so that mattered a great deal. And so, yeah, you want to see the 2 best teams play. But then we finally did that. And we said, hey, what if we just have a computer generate all these statistics and say these are the top 2 teams and they'll play?
Man, people were pissed.
And then we got it and went, oh, that's not good enough.
This is stupid.
I think 3 and 4 have a chance, right? And eventually,
why
over
did Nebraska
time,
get in and not Oregon when they lost to Colorado?
And then eventually we got to 4 and it was like, oh, Big 12, we don't know. Is it Baylor? Is it TCU? Is it Baylor? Is it TCU? They played. Well, we don't care about that anymore because they're both looking good right now. And then Big 10 came in and said, what if we get Ohio State and we'll win the national championship? So, like, we're just constantly, I saw Mission Impossible on Friday, and it just, man, it's exactly my fear. It's like, we just want more information, we want more, and then we get way overwhelmed, and the internet's ruining our world. And now we're deep in the internet.
We're deep in the internet.
And instead of just saying, you know, phone lines, we're bad.
Just call somebody.
Write in a letter.
I got a landline.
Took time, man. You care.
That's all we needed, man.
Let's go horse and buggy. Not that bad of an idea.
Going to take a little bit longer to get there.
And it feels like college football is a lot like that. It's like, hey, this is good. This is kind of fun. Look at us going to a Holiday Bowl. We're going to San Diego.
Hey, let's go play Oklahoma State.
Actually, Holiday Bowl sucks. You should be a 9 seed in an expanded playoff. You'll never win it, but you should be a 9. You're right. I should. We've just talked ourselves into getting deeper and deeper, and now we're internet-brained in that sport. And so we're always
there's no
disagree.
Right answer. There's no matter what you cut to your point, no matter what you come up with, whether it was not having a championship game, the BCS, the 14 playoff, that like It just, no matter what you come up with, somebody's going
to
be pissed.
Dirt, we did 1 year of the 12. We allowed a group of five to have a bye. I would argue it wouldn't happen again. And instead of just saying, let's try it once more just to see, they're like, no. What if we go top four ranked teams? And then guess who the four ranked teams are? SEC, Big Ten. SEC, Big Ten. Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, we don't know what you guys are doing, clearly.
That's my whole point. Everybody's against these auto qualifiers, and I understand it. It looks ugly when the two big conferences are trying to throw their weight around.
Yeah, but you render your conference championships useless.
Well, you wouldn't have them anymore. I mean, you would have play-in games. Yeah, that would the whole weekend would be changed. I'm going to chuckle if the other format, which it probably won't, gets approved, and it's five auto bids plus 11 at-larges, and the 11 at-larges are all Big Ten and SEC teams. And then it's going to be the same. Then we're going to yell about that. Why are they in there? What? No matter what, somebody's going to be upset. College football is in a great spot. I can't wait, man. Kickoff's 97 days away.
I love that we love this sport so much, and we're also like, sport's stupid.
I can't wait.
They're so stupid.
I can't wait, man. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, mail sack time. I might holster my NFL topic for tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Do a little NFL Wednesday. We'll see what we're going to do. We'll see how long the sack goes. We've got a lot of time here.
Joey Bosa can't even stay healthy for minicamp.
He's already hurt again. That didn't take very long. What's up with that dude, man?
I mean, all time, just you look at the dude and you go, should be the sacks leader all time NFL history.
Yes.
And cannot even run without getting hurt.
No, can't stay healthy. Speaking of which, mail sack question. Who was an athlete coming out of college you were convinced was going to be the next big thing, mega star, but it never came to fruition?
That's a good question. There's a lot.
There's a lot of them.
There's
to
a lot
from.
In football and basketball. I think baseball, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all had prospects on our own team, because I can't tell you the top 100 prospects list, but I think we've all had.
I thought Jason Hayward was going to be one of the greatest players to ever breathe. Chipper Jones vouched that he was the greatest thing they've ever seen, and, you know, he's had a nice career for himself. Yeah. He's still playing somehow, but
this is how funny the trades are of prospects, and I hope that it's a lesson for all fans. I remember as a Giant fan thinking to myself years ago when Joey Bart's name would get brought up in trade conversations, you can't trade that guy. He's the second overall pick in the draft, dude. He's the replacement of Buster Posey.
Where's he at right now?
He plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates now. Yeah. So they eventually got rid
of
him.
Is he having a good career?
I mean, he's still in the big leagues, if that's a good career for you, I guess. Okay. But in terms of number two overall pick, no, he has not lived up to the hype.
I'm trying to think of a football player that would really fit here.
I've had a lot of quarterbacks I've missed.
I was going to say, your Notre Dame quarterback run was pretty legendary.
I loved them all, man. I loved them all.
I don't know what it was about Notre Dame quarterbacks, but something about that school, you were like, that dude's going to be good.
No, Jimmy Clausen, I wasn't that big of a guy on, primarily because of the way he looked. He didn't look like an NFL quarterback. He looked like he was 12. Brady Quinn was my guy.
I was
pretty certain Brady Quinn was going to be a stud in the NFL.
That's a fair point.
And that just did it. That didn't work, you know.
I thought Jason Campbell was going to be a full-time starter for a decade.
Yeah, Jason Campbell, that's a solid name right there.
I loved watching him at Auburn.
Let's use our, instead of going general NBA, because there's a lot of names you could pick from, who's the Blazer on this list for you? Because we all have one.
Do we have just one?
And we don't, but who's number one on your list?
Telfair.
Telfair for you? That's good.
Walter Berry.
He was like the sixth overall pick.
What year are we talking?
When was that? 80? When was he at St. John's?
Oh, Walter Berry. Late 80s.
I never even heard the name Walter Berry.
I have a signed Telfair jersey up in my garage, and we had a basketball-themed birthday party for my 9-year-old, and so everybody's wearing jerseys, and somebody made a comment about the Telfair. It's like, oh, if we need it, why'd you pull that one down? I'm like, nobody's wearing that jersey. No. And then they were like, well, who is it? And I was like, oh, well, actually, you know.
He was drafted.
I think he's in prison right now.
He's not doing good. Things are not going
It hadn't gone well, and he had a movie made about him, but he couldn't shoot at all.
We drafted Walter Berry.
1986.
We traded him 7 games into the season.
Yep.
They drafted him 6th.
Why
overall?
Did we trade him so quickly?
No, they traded him. He was the 14th.
Okay. Well, he only played in 7 games in a Blazer uniform. He was traded as a rookie.
Was it a...
So we gave up on him pretty quickly.
I can't remember.
Something not smell right?
He was 6'8", 215, so I, you know...
Yeah, he's left-handed.
Lefty. Good-looking jumper.
Were you stunned that they traded him?
Yeah.
Can you walk us back? I was born that year.
Yeah, I don't remember any of this. I
wasn't even alive when they drafted him.
What was the... I don't even remember who the trade was for.
If we were to
really
guess.
Was that the Buck Williams? No, Buck was later.
Yeah, he was late 80s.
He was... Walter Berry was traded to...
Buck got here, what, 88?
Yeah.
89?
88, 89, somewhere in there.
I believe he was traded to the Spurs. Who did we get from the Spurs
in
1980s?
Oh, that was the Duckworth trade.
Was that the Duckworth trade? Okay, well, then it worked out.
That did work out for us.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything for the Spurs.
I mean, he was around. He averaged 15 points per game the rest of his rookie year.
That's not
actually
bad.
17 a game after getting to San Antonio.
Well, Duckworth was a missing piece.
That's what we needed.
I mean, Buck was really the missing piece, but yeah, you can make a point that he was building
my Blazers. Telfair's a good one because the documentary, that was such a moment in time. He was on the cover of SI,
it was
Coney
huge.
Island.
It was him and LeBron.
That was a huge deal.
I think the most universal is probably Rudy, though.
Yeah, I never really did it with Rudy. Maybe it's because I'm against international players.
I hated him in the Olympics.
I did too, and that's why I was never a big Rudy fan.
And I wasn't convinced that that was going to be dominant in the NBA.
I was a big Martell Webster guy.
Webster's a good one.
His jump shot, yeah. The way he looked.
The pride of Happy Valley.
Just local Northwest kid.
It's still weird. I see him all the time now because his kid's in the same school district. Yeah. He's got a kid in my kid's school. It's like I see him at stuff, and I'm just like...
That's good.
It still blows my mind, and I'm like, man, I had a moment with you. I thought you were going to be the franchise.
Could have had Chris Paul.
I mean...
Mail sack question. I'm a daily listener, but somehow miss what a fup date is. Am I overthinking the room or... No, you're not. We're just...
We didn't really talk about it.
We just kind of started doing it, which there's one right around the corner, so stay tuned. We don't like sports updates.
Yeah, actually.
To put it bluntly.
Fundamentally hate them.
We would love to not have sports updates anymore.
For yourselves.
And so
you like doing them?
Yeah.
What if
Do
it
you?
Was...
Yeah.
Why?
It's all he knows, man.
Just reading the internet.
It's all he knows. I think we've gotten to a point where it's an old way of doing radio where people used to get legitimate updates, and it's no longer necessary. Everybody has a push notification on their phone when something happens, and we've seen the game. So that's our look. We have had debates about this behind the scenes, and so we thought, why don't we take one update a show and do it fun? So it's a fun update, a.k.a. a fup date. So that's where it came from.
I do an animal fact every fup date.
I just kind of shoot from the hip. I don't really know what I'm going to do every day, and then I find something.
My hottest take was in 2012 when we started as a night show. I thought updates were stupid then.
You did. You've had this take your entire career. This is not a new take for you.
Firmly been in the take of, what are we doing? Jeff Russ was not happy about that.
No, Jeff Russ loves himself an update.
He was more upset by it than even Swag.
So here's the thing. It's a producer thing. So I get why producers are defensive of it because it's their responsibility.
What show doesn't have a producer talk on it?
Well, and that's my thing is I think there's a space for a revamped kind of update. Not to steal other bits, but a Collins in the news, if you will, where it's like, hey, what's going on? Give us the big, you know, is anything breaking this morning? Is any big news that's going on? Is anybody doing an interview where you break? And it's more of a long form kind of conversation than saying, hey, did you know Oklahoma City won
last night? Like Rust is crapping all over baseball. And he's like, and Mariners will kick off their 3-game set against the Angels, 4:05 first pitch. Like, you crap on this.
You don't even care about it. You don't even watch it.
By the way, I'm not going to name names. Uh-oh. Just got a text from a producer.
Uh-oh.
Kill the update.
A producer giving you the kill the update.
Kill the traditional update.
Yeah.
Maybe revamp.
We don't kill it. We don't want to put it extinct. Yeah. We want to revamp it. Revitalize it.
Do you like the fupdate, or do you prefer the traditional standard old school?
The fupdate, well, I made my piece to go off the board of the mainstream sports.
You're finding something only you care about.
Which is right up my alley, so yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Russian table tennis?
We got the French Open.
We
started.
Do French Open starting.
What do you think of Rafa being celebrated?
That
huh?
was fantastic.
They put his footprint down. He got real emotional.
They all had the clay colored T-shirts in the
cool
stands.
Moment.
It was very
that was a cool.
cool.
You got to do that. You got to do that for Rafa. Big Rafa guy. Rafa.
I mean, literally the greatest clay player of all time.
I mean, he is totally the best clay player of all time.
There,
I was just going to say
13?
That.
13.
Like, I think most of his majors.
Half of his majors.
More
his
than half. Slams. Probably more than half of his majors were probably on clay. So much clay dominance.
But no, the fup date is just us 8:30. Let's mix it up a little bit. Have a little bit of
that's
loose
what we
fun.
Do. We got some more mail sack questions. We'll get to those on the other side. We got a game 4 in Indiana tonight.
We do.
How do we
Can
feel?
Anybody hold a double-digit lead? That's
Somebody's
really
down
the question.
By 10 points or more tonight, I'm gambling on the team.
I told my buddy that. I said the Knicks' money line was +118 at the start of the game 3, and I liked that one. But I told him, I said, you know, given what's happened, I think the best betting approach is just live betting the big dog.
Just wait until somebody's losing.
Now, if it's 30 or more, stay away.
I'm out. But 15-20 range?
20 to 23, that's my cutoff.
I'll roll the dice there. Not a big bet.
Do you know what the Pacers were in their game 1?
It was insane. I remember a listener giving it to us.
+4,000.
Yeah, what did the Knicks get to in game 3? Had to have been up there.
Well,
I mean, they were down by 20.
The thing
at halftime.
Though, the 20-point lead was at the end of the second quarter, and then the Knicks responded to get it back to 13 at halftime. So I don't know that it ever got.
You had to strike in that moment in the second quarter.
You had to be
quarter,
like watching because they went on a run, and then they called a timeout, and then the Knicks closed 7-0 or 10-3 or something.
Okay.
And then the Pacers couldn't score in the second half.
Well, we'll get to that. There is a game 4 tonight, the only interesting conference final that's left. Unless Indiana wins tonight, then that one's probably over too. All that still to come. More mail sack around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, a little more sack in your Tuesday. Mail sack question. If you go back in time and attend any sporting event in person, what would it be? P1 Shane says it would be the Game 6 of the 77 Finals, so I could say I witnessed the Blazers win a championship.
That's a hard one to beat, man.
That's a tough one to beat here locally. Take the local fandom out of it. Let's do that, because that's more enjoyable.
Gibson's home run and
okay, take your fandom.
Take your fandom out of it.
Take my fandom out of it.
Take your fandom out of it.
What would I go?
You know, I think
that?
It's the anniversary of the Down Goes Frazier, I believe. Is that today? Was that today? I think I saw somebody have a picture online that said this is the anniversary of the fight.
I don't know if I picked that.
Tyson Holyfield biting an ear off?
No, I saw that live on a buddy's...
No, if I was going to go back to boxing, it would probably be Buster Douglas knocking out Tyson. And wasn't that like in Tokyo
Japan,
or something?
Yeah, I was thinking in Japan.
Yeah.
Man, that's a good question. I'm trying to think non-fandom. Maris?
Maris home 61. Run record?
Or Hank Aaron? I'm a Braves fan, I guess. But like, yeah. I guess the historical nature of that. Maybe the Bonds moment.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Because he hit it in a McCovey, right? Or was the game, was the record-breaking one more right
center?
No,
it was kind of a, it was more of a right center.
Yeah, so yeah. Like being in that, close to that melee.
That'd be pretty fun. That'd be pretty badass.
Jackie Robinson, I mean.
You want to be there for that?
Yeah, I want to be one of the good whites.
You'd be one of the good
one
whites.
One of the good whites.
You might get beat up in the stands if you're one of the good whites.
Well,
it's a little dangerous for you down there.
You got to stand for something.
I'm trying to think. It's tough. I would like Vince Young, USC Texas national title game, running that in at the Rose Bowl would be an all timer. Like that would be so cool. That's one of the most famous plays in college football history.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I don't know if any Super Bowl. What Super Bowl would even come on your list outside of your fandom again?
I don't know.
I mean, the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl was insane.
To watch the Malcolm Butler interception in person.
That defense blew a 10-point lead, and then that offense did that play at the goal line.
I'll give you, because of how much I hate the team, being at Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals in the Bay Area would be pretty wild.
That's definitely in there for
me. That, just laughing at people on the way. I mean, again, not great.
I would have been in a LeBron jersey. I would have been a guy people hated.
The 1983 NC State National Championship game against Houston.
What was the final score of that game? Was it even in the 80s?
No, I thought it was in the either the 60s or the 70s.
Oh, my God. No shot clock basketball? Yikes.
49-47.
NC State, what's your offense? four corners. We just pass the ball back and forth.
Hold it.
We waste 7 minutes and then we shoot.
Don't shoot the ball.
That's cool.
That's a good question. Millsack, the Athletic recently ranked their top 25 college football programs of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. They ranked Oregon number 7 ahead of Texas and USC, who have each won a national championship, as well as Florida, who has 2. They were the highest-ranked team on the list without a title. Thank you for that, Tex. Looking at the list, they definitely seem to value steady consistency over really high marks, as evident by Washington being ranked 24th. Hmm. My question is, would you rather be Oregon with no title or a program like Auburn or Florida with less consistency but with national championships? Give me the national championships.
How did they get to 7?
Hard work and dedication. Build it up the right way. A lot of elbow grease. Miracle on Ice is good.
Yeah, that's a great.
That's pretty solid.
Swag, help us with this. Let's paint the picture for us because we're too young.
Okay.
I've seen the game, ESPN Classics, God bless you.
Yeah.
Going into it, though, was there the general feel of they're going to do this
for the USA?
Well, they had
Russia?
USA.
No.
No. But
they hadn't lost a game in the Olympics in like 30 years.
I'm trying to ask somebody who saw it live.
They were playing
a
bunch of college kids.
They had beaten some countries they hadn't beaten before in the pool play to get to the medal round. They played the Soviet team in a tune-up at Madison Square Garden and got housed, and it wasn't even close.
Are you saying yes or no here?
It was weird because it was tape delayed for us on the West Coast. So
needed a sports update to tell you what happened.
So
you wouldn't have gotten it. The internet didn't exist.
No.
Well, the papers just come out first on the Fan, the sports section.
Ooh, Tigers chipping on 16 at the 05 Masters is solid, too.
Tiger's
last Masters is a good pull.
I mean, to be in that moment and see that scene would have been remarkable.
Jesse Owens at the Berlin Olympics. You want to go to Berlin?
You
want to go hang out in Berlin, walk around?
I mean, I would have been scared, but
yeah, it would have been terrifying.
Pretty badass.
They cleaned it up. They cleaned it up for the Olympics. Nothing to see here. Everything's going smoothly behind the scenes. Don't worry about us. We're a nice little regime.
We definitely don't have evil thoughts lurking behind. Back to the college football poll question.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you want the Natty.
You take the titles. I don't care. You can give me 5 down years.
But the reason they are that high is they haven't won it all, but they haven't dropped like those other programs.
We're a quarter of the way through this century, and they've been relevant outside of maybe two, three years.
Like
literally
most,
every year they've been a good program.
They've been in a conversation.
Ask that question. Would you rather try and land a large passenger jet, take out 4 armed gunmen while starting with nothing?
What?
Fight off a tiger with only a stick or defuse a bomb in under a minute?
I don't want to blow up, but that could happen in the jet scenario.
I think I'm going landing a jet.
I think landing a jet.
Now, do I get somebody on the for the jet or for the bomb? Is there somebody communicating with me?
Yeah, I don't.
Or do I just got to guess?
The bomb over the tiger?
I mean, the tiger with the stick, you have no chance. Zero chance.
The only chance is the tiger sees you whip it around and you get a little big and they're just not as hungry, a mad tiger. So it's like, whatever, I'm going to lay down and sleep.
four gunmen without anything, no chance.
How do you do that?
What do you think? I stealth? I don't want to choke somebody out. I got no chance of doing that. So you got to choose either the bomb or the airplane, but I need to know, it's like, do I get the guy in the control tower giving me the controls? Like, hey, pilot had a heart attack. I got to fly this thing now. Mm. Is it one of those scenarios or am I just flying blind? Because if I'm flying blind, what's the best way to die? Probably a bomb.
Just hit the land button.
Isn't that what they do?
Just press the big button.
That's it.
Do you think, what is the impact of, I've always wondered this having watched a lot of action movies. What is that pain? I know the bomb is instant. Is there like even a half second of like feel your body?
For the airplane?
No, the bomb.
For the bomb? Oh, I don't think so. I think it's...
Is it like blinking?
Yeah.
It just...
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine so. It's a bomb. I don't think he exists anymore.
See, Swag's kind of shrugging the shoulders. Like, is there a half second?
You think there's a moment of like realizing what just happened
like
to you?
Like you're seeing your arm... In 80,000 pieces.
Everything slows down for you?
I have no idea.
The slowest, most painful death would probably be
the tiger.
The tiger.
You're alive?
Because the four gunmen, that's over pretty quickly. The airplane, it would be slow in terms of watching it go down, and then you'd be like, uh-oh, this is over, and then it'd be over. The bomb would be instantaneous. The tiger would take its time.
It's like the Jurassic Park scene in the very first movie when the kid is poo-pooing the raptor, and he tells the kid how the raptor kills. He's like... See, you are alive when they start to eat you. And the kid's just like, oh, dear Lord.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Thank you.
I think I'm out on that one. There is your mail sack every Tuesday at 8:15.
How dare you not get to the Knicks?
We'll get to the Knicks in the last segment.
How dare you not get to the Knicks?
We'll get to the Knicks in the last segment. Come on, game four tonight. I hope they win, because if they don't...
I still don't think the series is over. The other series, that series is over.
How many games does Indiana lose to OKC in? Five or four?
Feels like a
Your
four
pick.
Or five. It feels like the East Finals last year.
We're going to end with a bit of a dud. Do we have a 34-0 Super Bowl
They're
on our horizon?
So good.
Is that
the
what
Thunder
we have right now?
Just so good.
Game four in Indiana tonight. We'll close up there next on The Fan. Well, thank God Sunday night happened, because we were on the brink of a conference final series being over. The Knicks were down by 20 points. I believe it was 55-35 at some point halfway through the second quarter.
3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
We're like, uh-oh, this thing's not going to end well. And the Knicks scored 19 points in the second quarter. This is not trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And they made a little bit of a comeback at the end of the first half and then had a better third quarter, but we're still down by double digits going into the fourth. They outscored Indiana 36-20 in the fourth quarter in their own building. And the Pacers were staring a 3-0 series lead and essentially clinching a spot in the NBA Finals. It was right there in front of
Pacers
them.
Pacers were still up 15 late in the third quarter.
They were. I know. They outscored them by 16 in the fourth. The Knicks did. And thankfully, the Knicks won, and we got ourselves a series tonight. Do we have a read on game four?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because the series has been so unpredictable and big deficits have been overcome. I understand that the deficit, what it was in the third quarter at that point, I actually look at the end of that first half and say that was the turning point for me. Mm. They were on the brink of being Oklahoma City in game three, just getting absolutely run out the gym. Indiana's on this run. It was a close game, and then they went on that big run. They got a couple breakaway dunks. Place is going nuts.
The crowd was into it.
And then they end with a Josh Hart two. They get a couple turnovers, and then Bridges hits a three with 5.1. It cut it to 58-45, and that was the halftime score. And I text my Knick buddies, and I said, that was huge because they should be down 20. They cut it to 13. That feels monumental. Now, I know that they still came out in third quarter. They still kept being within that range, but not allowing it to go from 20 to 26 and keeping it right at 13 and then hovering around that for most of the third, it's everything. Without that, I think you get a runaway Indiana win, and you have the Indy 500, and Clark has a big game against the Liberty, even though she gets hurt, and then you got the Pacers winning. Like, it all sets the scene for Indiana.
It does.
They're feeling good about themselves.
Hell of a day in that state.
The interesting part, too, about New York is they did a lot of this in the fourth quarter, 36-20 in the fourth. Cat was awesome, and defensively they went up a level, and they did it largely without Jalen Brunson.
They did.
The one thing I've said about him, and you can check tape, when he was hurt and they were kind of rolling, OG Anunoby was having great offensive outputs. And I said the tough thing about Jalen is he's clutch, he's good, he's a big-time player, he's fun as a franchise guy. The tough thing about him is when he plays, it's a lot of ISO.
Yeah, it's a lot of dribbles.
Screen, ISO, kill the shot clock, get a shot up, hope he makes it. And what's funny is after game two, Jeff T came out on his podcast and was like, I'd hate playing with this dude. He's a great player, but it's just dribble, 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 dribble. And I felt like they changed that up a little bit. Even when he was in the game, you saw Bridges initiate, you saw Towns initiate. And you play more than six guys, look what can happen. Shamet was good. Mitchell Robinson in the starting lineup and Deuce McBride was great. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't know if we get a big deficit. I think we get an actual great game.
Competitive back and forth game.
Yes.
That's what game two was.
I'm going to take the Knicks. I think the Knicks could be up 3-0. They've shot themselves in the foot. I think they do it again. I think they tie the series up.
Swigard?
I think the Pacers will be a little more deliberate on offense, not settling for so many quick threes, and they'll get it done tonight.
Nesmith is questionable, by the
way. He is questionable. Yes, he is. That's a big deal.
They don't win game one without him making all those damn threes late in that game. We'll see. Hopefully game four delivers tonight. In the Eastern Conference Finals. That will do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday. Hope you had a great three-day weekend. If you miss any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. We'll tweet it out as soon as we are done. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.